Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, saints. This is Pastor Barbara Burris with the Spirit of Truth broadcast. And I'm coming to you, amen, praise God, amen, wherever you are, amen, in order to, amen, pray with you guys, amen, praise God. I know that the economy is not getting any better. Some of us are having problems with finances, jobs, schools, and various other things, but I can stand for sure to tell you that no matter what the problem is, God is our problem solver. You know, the Bible said the effects of fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Amen. And that prayer is what changes things. You're going to have that relationship with God and be able to go down in prayer so that God can work this thing out for you. Amen. Praise God. We know that our enemy is the devil, and so we need to know how to tap in and combat against what's been attacking us. It's the enemy, and he's a territorial demon, most of them. They reside over your homes, your cities, your states, your towns, your jobs, and they are the governmental system of this world. Amen, praise God. You might think it's headed out by man because they have the Congress and all of those various entities and how they establish their government and various other things. But the enemy is Satan. And I have a teaching that I do, and it's in reference to government. And in order for another government to come in and literally be established, it has to overthrow what's been established in order for it to succeed. So we look at back in the olden days and even up to now, people are in war and they're going through various situations that are not pleasing. Amen, to the body. We see like in 9/11 when those people got killed and then how we have gone over and our servicemen have died, amen, in order to protect our rights. Well, most governments, amen, that are established in order to protect their rights and their beliefs. But as far back as Pharaoh and the Hebrews. Pharaoh was intimidated because the Hebrews had another god, amen, that wasn't the god of Pharaoh. And that god, which is our god today, he can do everything but fail. So Pharaoh wanted to keep them in bondage by the gods that they had established. And the gods that Pharaoh and them had established were gods that didn't have eyes that could see and hands that could be utilized and a mouth that could speak. But they were all kinds of gods. And so when God had asked Moses to go in and tell Pharaoh to set his people free, one of the things that Moses had to do was to tear down every god that Pharaoh had over his people and established over the Israelites. The Israelites was in bondage because of fear of the gods, what the gods can do, what the government can do, what Pharaoh's government could do to them. They were fearful over the sorcery, the witchcraft, all of that kind of stuff that kept them in bondage in their minds. And once we can understand that the kingdom of God is in us and we are to overthrow the enemy by establishing God's kingdom and his governmental powers, then we will be able to stand and do the things that we were appointed to do. Amen. Praise God. The disciples had asked Jesus how to pray, And Jesus told them that when they pray, they need to literally say, and I'm trying to get to that chapter, praise God, Our Father, which art in heaven, amen. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Amen, praise God, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen, and that verse, thy kingdom come, was letting us know then, if there is a kingdom coming, and it's from the true and living God, then another kingdom has to be overthrown. So this government of powers and this kingdom that Satan is trying to set up in the earth realm must be overthrown. Satan has used all kind of wickedness against God's people, sorcery, witchcraft, and that's throughout the generations, way back as far as you can remember, murder. The first murder was did by Cain, praise God, incest and polygamy, and all of that started way back then. So that's a part of Satan's government. His government is to kill, steal, and destroy, and he don't care how he does it. He don't care what he does to a human being, because, see, we were created a little lower than the angels and those demons, in essence, to the spirit being. And so God had to build up the spirit being on the inside of us, amen, that had been laid dormant by what Moses had did. And so in order for us to establish God's kingdom and his governmental powers, it has to go through prayer, amen. If you want to ever tear down the demon that's been oppressing you, the curse that's been upon your life, you're going to have to tap in through prayer. So this 40 days of prayer, amen, is going to be sent out, amen, praise God. And we're going to tear down some strongholds. We're going to tear down those, amen, demons that has been opposing us concerning our marriage and our job, concerning our homes, amen. We need to tear them down, because if you don't master them, they're going to master you. They're going to tear, amen, and they're going to destroy. They're going to kill, steal, and destroy anything and everything that they can destroy concerning your life, because they don't want God's government to reign over you. So we know that, amen, praise God. If we pray, prayer will change things. If we pray, God will hear from heaven and forgive our sins and heal the land. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. God will forgive our sins and heal the land. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And Peter, amen, 1 Peter 3 and 7 is saying, but the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. Praise God. Those that are ungodly, amen, praise God, are not walking in the kingdom of God. So you see those that are in government where so many great leaders supposed to have been have stolen millions and billions of dollars from people and literally shipwrecked their accounts and have caused problems to the extent that foreclosures has been on homes, and it wasn't your fault. It was the system's fault. And so one thing we have to do is begin to tear down those demons that are in your home and in the earth realm over your states and cities and towns. A lot of people say it don't take all of that. You do a one-minute prayer and that's it. I'm going to tell you, saints, it ain't going to work with no one-minute prayer. These demons have increased since the day of Adam and Eve. There are more demons in the earth than ever before. And see, Satan is dirty. He's not only using humans to cause wickedness to come to us, but he's using animals. He's using everything that he can in order to cast down. His greatest attack, amen, on a person is the spirit of distraction, the spirit of lust, the spirit of lies, amen, the spirit, amen, of fornication, amen, all kinds of spirits, and I'll get into those and I'll pray about those when we pray, Amen. If people go around and they lust, they don't know why they lusting. If they can go into prayer, they'll see that there's a demon that's causing them to do it. They'll go into prayer, they'll see what's been causing them to be messed with on the job, why the boss don't like them, what's going on. And in prayer, you tear down strongholds. You tear those strongholds down. God is able. I'm telling you, saints, I've been through hell and back. And God is able to keep you from falling and present you faultless. Praise God. Praise God. So the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. We're in the last days, and Christ is soon to come. And he's coming back for a church without a spot or a blemish. You can't have nothing in you but Christ. Amen. So you got to, amen, be able to understand how to overthrow Satan's government. Amen. Praise God. So on tomorrow, amen, praise God, we'll start our first, amen, official prayer. Amen. Praise God. This is the beginning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bind up Lucifer today. Amen. We know it's Sunday and it's a day of rest. Amen. But, Lord God, every day one should want to pray and should want to tap into the Spirit and get instructions from the Most High God. Father, we ask that you would move by your Spirit. And any problems that's going to go on throughout the day, we bind up accidents. We bind up every trick and trap of the devil in the name of Jesus and ask that you would go before us in Jesus' name. Now, God asks you to purge out and destroy every works of the enemy. We destroy his works right now by faith through prayer and ask that you would touch their lives. Somebody's child is going through. Somebody's child is missing. Somebody, amen, is having all kind of, amen, problems. Amen, praise God, with that mate or that intended mate. Amen, praise God. And they don't know what to do, but God, you have an answer, God. So I'm asking you to touch right now in the name of Jesus. Loose the bonds of the wicked one that has been yoking us up throughout the generations and we are not able to comprehend or understand. God, it's your mercy that's going to keep us. It's your grace that's going to preserve us. In the name of Jesus, let your truth reign. Let your holiness reign. Let your righteousness reign. Amen. Praise God. Send forth that anointing. Amen. Amen. So that it can destroy every yoke. And God, we'll give you the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Amen. For what you're doing and what you're about to do in Jesus' name. God, I want to thank you, Lord God, for this. Amen. Praise God. This prayer, amen, praise God, for 40 days, amen, praise God. For God, I know if we tap in and tap in long enough, amen, like the Hebrews cried out, you're going to hear our cries, amen. We can't do no one day and get up and think. We got to pray, amen, praise God. That prayer got to get up into heaven. Oh, you got to come down and meet us, Father God. So we give you during this, amen, time of prayer, that you would come down from heaven. We give you permission and meet us at our point of need. I trust you. When you told me, amen, you were my God, I trust you. When you told me this morning what you was going to do for me, I trust you. Somebody needs to hear a word in season. We want to bless you today, God, in Jesus' name. Now go before every one of them. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, amen. I give you glory. Praise you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. I just bless you. I told you, I shabak you. I thank you for your wonderful works in the earth realm. In Jesus' name, amen.